Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 1st. Tesla has increased discounts on the Model 3 by $2,410. The sedan now starts at $37,830 before incentives. The fact that the discount was only applied to new inventory vehicles instead of the new custom-built orders, which are generally the same price, leads us to believe that Tesla might be trying to liquidate the Model 3 ahead of the launch of the refreshed version. Late last year, we started hearing rumors that Tesla was working on a Model 3 refresh that would come during the second half of 23. In December, a Model 3 prototype was spotted with heavy camouflage, and it was testing in California. Another prototype was spotted shortly after, and then last month, the first picture of the new Model 3 without camouflage was leaked, giving us a first proper look and pretty good confirmation that something is coming. Monthly Norwegian auto sales numbers are in, showing once again how heavily dominant electric vehicles are in the country, with one Norwegian outlet saying, quote, "The Tesla boom will never end." Now, many look to Norway as a leader in electrification and anticipate how this experience will be reflected in other markets. In May, 80.7% of cars in the country were fully electric, which is actually down slightly from the 2023 average of 83%, but higher than last year's May numbers, which stood at 73%. The May numbers show that Tesla sold 2,691 Model Ys, with the number two vehicle, the ID.4 from Volkswagen, at just 738. Looking at the calendar year so far, Tesla has outsold the competition in Norway by 454%. Tesla sales numbers have also been helped by the massive price cuts, and May in particular seems to be benefiting from incoming shipping times. If you're curious, Norway has been so successful with their EV sales that the country is even rolling back EV incentives to focus on walking and cycling. Stellantis is launching an all-new electric compact SUV in 2025. The automaker revealed that it would invest 160 million euros to build the new EV plant in France. The automaker said in a statement that it will use the funds to establish a battery assembly workshop and another dedicated to plastic injection molding. The new EV will ride on the STLA Medium platform, which the company says will offer up to 440 miles of range. STLA is designed for a compact SUV in this case, with the first being the electric version of the DS4 coming in 2024. Codenamed the CR3, the new Stellantis electric SUV will replace the current Citroën C5 Aircross, which at the moment doesn't have an EV version. Electric rideshare fleet Revel announced that it is adding a group of Kia Niro EVs to its existing fleet of Model Ys and Model 3s. The new addition adds a variety to the fleet, which is now approaching 300 EVs in operation throughout New York City. Revel says that it chose the Niro EV because it meets the unique rideshare service requirements, having a 64.8 kilowatt-hour battery that gives 253 miles of range, and also ensuring that it can run a full 8-hour shift on a single charge. Jaguar Land Rover, or JLR as they want to be known, is breaking into four sub-brands as part of a new corporate identity. Range Rover, Defender, Discovery, and Jaguar will become their own distinct brands as the automaker moves towards even a new logo. Jaguar will be entirely electric, while the Range Rover, Discovery, and Defender brands will each release at least one electric model by the end of the decade. If you ask me, that sounds like a very tepid commitment, but there's time to change. Reservation holders who have been waiting patiently for the Fisker Ocean deliveries to begin in the USA may see the new SUV in their driveways as early as this month, meaning June, as long as they sprang for one of the top-tier trims. The good news is that the Ocean Extreme EPA range actually exceeds Fisker's estimates, which is now officially stated by the EPA as 360 miles. The vehicle is now officially certified by both the EPA and the California Air Resources Board for sale and delivery in the entirety of the USA. Ford is partnering with Uber to offer flexible, no-commitment Mustang Mach-E leases for rideshare drivers. This first-of-its-kind agreement allows California rideshare drivers to lease a Mustang Mach-E over the span of 1- and 4-month increments. Uber has its own incentive package for drivers, allowing them to earn up to $4,000 a year with an additional $1 on every Uber ride trip for an electric vehicle. With over 130 million people using Uber app at least once in the first quarter of 2023, the company is beginning to be urged to reduce emissions and adopt electric vehicles. And this is really a great way to get their fleet of independent contractors to get a fairly light commitment on going electric. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Steven Nelson says, "Toyota is the world's most indebted company. Their sales have already collapsed in China, the world's largest car market, and they are collapsing worldwide. Their first serious EV product will hopefully appear in 2 to 3 years. Really, this is their plan. How will they service their unbelievably huge debt?" Well, that's a good question, or series of questions, Stephen. I'm not entirely sure that I agree that they haven't released their first electric vehicle. They did have the BZ4X, which came out last year, technically, but I think it only started deliveries fairly recently, and then they had a recall with their wheels falling off, but at any rate, that car wasn't all that bad. I would definitely put it in the same category as some of the other ones that we've seen. The Kia EV6, the Cadillac Lyriq, the Hyundai Ioniq 5, the Mustang Mach-E. Yeah, it's definitely within good company. It doesn't stand out for being too terrible in any way. I kind of like the Subaru version that I drove. I would probably choose that, even though it has a slower charging rate. But I'm kind of getting aside from myself. I think the BZ4X is perfectly fine for a serious electric vehicle contribution. However, they really just didn't make enough of those. I think that's the real thing that makes it seem not serious. I forgot how many they made, but it would seem like a very paltry amount compared to everybody else. But I don't really follow Toyota too closely, since their EV news is behind the rest of the industry by a few years. But nevertheless, I think that Toyota can skate by on a wild amount of debt, sheerly with the amount of market power that they possess. The holders of Toyota debt don't want the giant to fail and would much rather collect interest after all. You remember, what's good for GM is good for America. The old saying that unfortunately came true, or became very apparent in the financial crisis some 15 years ago. Well, guess what? I'm going to guess that Japan has a similar saying for Toyota. What's good for Toyota is good for Japan. If they don't have something like that, then that would really surprise me. If you, by chance, know a little bit about current Japanese auto market or culture, let me know in the comment section if that's true. Should be. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.